This is Fresh Air. The new comedy, The Holdovers, finds actor Paul Giamatti reuniting with director Alexander Payne for the first time since their Oscar-winning 2004 film, Sideways. In the new movie, Giamatti plays a teacher at a New England boarding school in 1970, left looking after a group of students, or holdovers, staying put through the Christmas break. Our film critic Justin Chang has this review.
Even as someone whose job is to complain about the state of contemporary filmmaking, I've never really bought into the idea that they don't make them like they used to. Something moviegoers have been saying since the silent era. Still, I understand why some critics have been waxing so nostalgic in their praise of The Holdovers. From the moment its scratched-up, retro-style studio logo appears, Alexander Payne's new film offers itself up as a throwback to a time when thoughtful, character-driven comedies for adults were more of a staple than they are now. The movie isn't just set in 1970. It wants to look as though it were made in 1970. It's also a reunion for Payne and actor Paul Giamatti, nearly 20 years after their superior wine country comedy, Sideways. In The Holdovers, Giamatti again plays a hard-drinking, sharp-tongued curmudgeon with tragicomic verve. This time, he's Paul Hunnam, a teacher of ancient history at a prestigious New England boarding school called Barton Academy. He believes in showing tough love to his students, whom he openly refers to as degenerates and reprobates. In this scene, on the last day of school before winter break, he hands the boys back their exams, which nearly all of them failed.
I can tell by your faces that many of you are shocked at the outcome. I, on the other hand, am not, because I have had the misfortune of teaching you this semester, and even with my ocular limitations, I witness firsthand your glazed, uncomprehending expressions.
Sir, I don't understand.
That's glaringly apparent.
No, it's... I can't fail this class.
Oh, don't sell yourself short, Mr. Coates. I truly believe that you can.
I'm supposed to go to Cornell.
Unlikely.
The only student to get a decent grade is Angus Tully, played by Dominic Sessa. He's a sharp, smart kid with a rebellious streak, fueled in part by family problems back home. When he learns that his mom and new stepdad have decided to spend the holidays honeymooning in the Caribbean, Angus is forced to stay at Barton for 2 weeks under Paul's supervision. There are four other young holdovers as well, but David Hemmingson's script conveniently gets them out of the way. Joining Paul and Angus is the school cafeteria manager, Mary Lamb, wonderfully played by Divine Joy Randolph from Dolomite Is My Name. It's Mary's first Christmas since her son, a Barton grad, died serving in the Vietnam War. A prickly teacher, an angry student, and a grieving cook, cooped up together for 2 frigid weeks without central heating, sounds like a recipe for horror movie disaster. The Catcher in the Rye meets The Shining. Thankfully, no one gets axed to death in The Holdovers, though someone does end up in the hospital after a minor accident. Soon the three find better reasons to leave campus, attending a Christmas Eve party and taking an unexpected field trip to Boston. Road trips have been something of an Alexander Payne specialty in movies like Sideways and Nebraska, a chance for rough-edged characters to travel together and bond over each other's losses and disappointments. That's a lovely idea, and The Holdovers sometimes lives up to it. Some of the best scenes find Paul and Mary watching TV, drinking whiskey, and joshing with each other well into the wee hours. These moments have a lived-in, casual hangout quality that's missing elsewhere. In their many arguments, Paul and Angus tend to spell out the obvious: how they're feeling, why they're mad at each other, and all the awful things they've been through. Giamatti is a skilled enough actor to make this seem like part of Paul's overbearing nature. But Sessa, an appealing newcomer, doesn't fare as well. Too often he's made to talk about his teenage angst rather than embody it. And then there's Mary, whose name can't help but smack of cheap symbolism, given that she's mourning a child at Christmas time. The script doesn't know what to do with Mary besides sanctify her, turning her grief into a prop. That's a shame, since Mary is easily the most interesting character here, which is due entirely to the terrific comic timing and deep emotion that Divine Joy Randolph brings to an underwritten role. Watching Paul, Angus, and Mary, we're meant to reflect on the social turmoil of the past and how it dovetails with the present. Angus's family drama touches on depression and mental illness. The death of Mary's son in Vietnam raises issues like racism and classism. But these points are glossed over in a movie that skims the surface of its 70s milieu without fully engaging with it. Payne isn't really making them like they used to. Beneath its old-school aesthetic, The Holdovers faces a problem that's all too familiar in this director's work, a coyness about his characters and their circumstances that keeps real emotion and holiday spirit at bay.
Justin Chang is film critic for the LA Times. He reviewed The Holdovers. It's now in theaters. Monday on Fresh Air, we'll hear how a black socialite in Harlem became an instrumental force in helping to fund the civil rights movement. Our guest will be historian Tanisha Ford, whose new book is about Molly Moon and how her opulent parties created a secret financial network made up of wealthy white donors, black elites, and everyday working class black people. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support by Joyce Lieberman, Julian Hertzfeld, and Al Banks. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.